toll free. You can take control of the airwaves.
1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
As we kick off hour number one of the Wednesday edition of the show, you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything there is free. So, on the way tonight, got a bunch of stuff. Don't know how much we'll get to, but the Deborah LaFave case has been thrown out. She's the teacher that so-called raped her student. We'll talk about that and the double standard that's involved there. Also, we've been concerned on this show in the past about, well, we've just sort of speculated in regards to Jose Padilla, you know, the man that's been held in a military brig for over 3 years at this point, awaiting some semblance of a trial, some semblance of his, I think it's Sixth Amendment right to public speedy trial. He hasn't had it yet. And so we were kind of wondering to ourselves, well, how many other people have they taken and locked up?
These are excellent questions.
We have an answer, at least for one more guy, and how it could possibly apply to you. How it is that they're legally justifying locking people up, and we'll get into that. Plus, Jason, you've got something about the Crusades.
Yes. And
the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church rescinding their apology over what happened during the Crusades.
That and more all on the way, and of course your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. And I think we're actually going to start things off with an email here real quick from Rich in Utah. Covers a couple of issues here. He says, if those who are supposed to be the intellectual and moral leaders of our nation run our country on nothing but excessive debt, how can it be unexpected for the average citizens to follow their example?
It's true. Yep. I mean, the American citizens are in hock like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
America, the government is in hock like you wouldn't believe.
I heard a statistic, it was on a commercial for one of those get out of debt now sort of things, that claimed that I think the average American, I don't know if it was individual or family, but the average American something or other has $7,000 in debt.
Man, $7,000, that's all your spending money for a year for the average citizens.
And that's average.
More.
That's average.
And you know, the American government, we just raised the debt ceiling to $9 trillion.
I can't even imagine
$9
trillion.
It's an incredible amount. And then on the same article I read that said that you could build the Eiffel Tower 28 times with $9 trillion. Out of solid gold.
Hey, by the way,
isn't that awesome?
I didn't realize how much they had raised the debt ceiling. They raised it from something like 8.1 or 8.2 trillion all the way up to 8.95. So they almost raised it, you know, 1/8 of its original value.
Does it even matter anymore?
No. Why don't they just
they'll just keep raising it? So
why don't
long
they
as
just
they keep
blow it out
debt?
Of the water? Why don't they just destroy the debt ceiling? Let's go crazy because we already have. And so Rich is making a great point. Well, our so-called leaders in Washington, and by the way, I don't consider them leaders at all, but some people do, they set a terrible example for the rest of the nation, and so this whole nation's built on debt. And it's really sad, because nobody learns about this stuff in high school. They don't teach you about debt. They just teach you how to write checks.
Well, you know, it seems like the same folks that'll tell you that you know, the same politicians that'll tell you that we are based on a Judeo-Christian set of values have to know that debt is not biblical.
Most certainly not.
It is not. No, the master, the lender is the servant of the borrowers, the slave of the lender.
Yeah. For sure. Well, Rich makes another point. He says, in regards to the illusion of security, why does the illusion of security, this farce that the Department of Homeland Security perpetrates on the American people, actually succeed in pulling the wool over people's eyes? And that's a good question, because we've pointed out time and time again the failures of the federal government when it comes to security. We pointed out how the Department of Homeland Security itself got an F on their computer security. These people can't even keep their network secure. How could you possibly expect them to secure anything else? Well, Rich says it's simple psychology as to why people are fooled, even with all the evidence out there, why they're fooled into believing this. Well, the average person on the street perceives that a person with a uniform and a gun as something to fear, because they fear it themselves. I mean, you know how you feel when the cop pulls in behind you when you're mm-hmm. driving? You don't feel yep. safe. You don't feel secure. You feel scared.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what that cop's going to do. You don't know if he's going to pull you over and just give you a speeding ticket, or pull you over and find some marijuana in the backseat of your car that wasn't there.
I think most people just don't want to get a ticket.
Probably right. Anyway, they don't feel too comfy about that.
True.
And so the average Joe is afraid of a cop in a uniform and carrying a gun. Because they fear it themselves, they automatically assume that the bad guys also find it scary. Unfortunately for them, their assumption's incorrect. Cops, guards, and soldiers don't scare the bad guys. What scares the bad guys is an armed citizen who's willing to defend himself.
I think that the bad guys are scared of cops, but
not to the same extent as a average Joe citizen. If you're a career criminal, you know how to handle the cops. You have a plan for what you're going to do if the cops come try and apprehend you.
Right. You know precisely what to expect and how to handle the situation.
Absolutely.
Well, I would say that a criminal is probably more scared of a cop than they are of a citizen, but that there's far more citizens than there are cops, so the amount of like aggregate fear is higher. If you break
Now hold on a second. We need to break it down into what kind of criminal. I mean, if we're talking about a home invader, then they're not afraid of the cops because the cops are going to come later on.
Mm-hmm.
A home invader really is afraid of an armed citizen.
Well, a citizen that is properly armed, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not you can't just have a gun and have it locked up in some safe somewhere. You have to have it ready to use.
Absolutely. So you've got a situation actually where I think it was John Stossel in one of his presentations actually interviewed some guys that were in jail for doing home invasions mm-hmm. and robberies and that sort of thing. And they said that the thing that they were the most afraid of wasn't dogs, it wasn't pepper spray, it was somebody being in that house with a gun. That was what really got them nervous.
That's going to end their career criminalhood real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll cease to be career criminals if they break into the house of a guy who's armed, who has the right attitude.
Now, I don't know if they I don't know how much research they can do on their potential victims. I know that some of the real pros will surveil a house to mm-hmm. see what the patterns are like as somebody comes and goes, and they're more likely to just rob the place while no one's there. However, I mean, they've always got that in the back of their head that you know, they don't want to run into an angry homeowner who's carrying a shotgun.
Yeah. Well, shotgun's an excellent home protection device. I have one myself.
Yeah,
Mossberg.
Well, because it can be dark. I mean, for instance, if something unexpected's going on and it's the middle of the night,
you don't need to be all that accurate.
No, it's just in the direction of the noise, basically.
I recommend, and I don't know why, a friend of mine who was a law enforcement officer loaded his double-aught slug, double-aught slug, double-aught slug, and I've always loaded mine the same way.
I don't know
way.
What that means.
Well, double-aught buck is big. Big BBs.
Okay.
Big giant BBs.
Gotcha.
like ball bearings out of a car.
Okay.
And there's like six of them in each shell. And then a slug is a really big bullet.
Okay.
And then so I would go back and forth with them, and I'm not exactly sure why. By the time you get to the third thing of double odd, it should really take care of
them. Yeah, the job should be done by that point.
Well, one would think.
I see what you're saying. So you get a little variety action.
Yeah. And you get a little spread off the double odd and the slug, well, it'll stop a truck.
Excellent. If you've got comments on owning weapons and actually, you know, what's the best kind of, I guess the best sort of weapon to use for home defense, I think most people would agree it's shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good to have a handgun, but that's really more for taking it out and about, taking it into public locations and concealing it, that sort of thing.
Well, and the other thing about having guns, and I think that's what makes America the greatest nation on earth, is our Second Amendment, is that it's that Second Amendment that keeps us free. You know, as long as the citizens are armed, you're not going to see an attacking force. There's going to be no land battles in America because trying to take over American soil with every other person with a shotgun or some kind of automatic weapon would be very, very difficult.
Well, unfortunately, they could take over Washington, D.C., they could take over New York City, and they could take over San Francisco. But rural America, they're going to have a tough time, and the other armed areas of America. The big cities that have outlawed guns, they're in trouble if some sort of foreign invasion lands there.
Right for the pickings.
All right, we're going to talk about the Crusades. Speaking of violence, we're going to go and discuss the Crusades in the Catholic Church. Also, Deborah LaFave, the teacher who allegedly raped her student. We'll tell you what's up with her case. This is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives, months and months of the show. In fact, over 11 months of the show. We give them away to you right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So go get them. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Didn't one of you guys tell me before the show there was some good news out of New Hampshire? Some law didn't pass?
Yes.
Was it gay marriage? Yes,
New Hampshire votes down proposal to ban same-sex marriage. It's not exactly a huge win, but
no.
It's a step in the right direction.
I mean, indeed, less bans is better. Less bans means more freedom, so it's good to know. And again, visit the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. Coming up, Deborah LaFave. She's in her 20s. She had sex with one of her students. And now she's not facing much of a penalty for it. We'll talk about that. And also, a kind of on the sex issue, there's been a study done on American teens and the influences that they have. Where it is they're getting information about sex. It's kind of interesting. But first, let's talk about the Crusades, Jason.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, the late Pope John Paul the Deuce, he sought to achieve Muslim-Christian reconciliation by asking for pardon for the Crusades during the 2000 Millennium celebrations. Oh, but he's dead now. And Pope Benedict the 16th, he doesn't so much feel the same way.
Not a kindler, gentler Catholic Church under Pope Benedict.
No.
Okay.
Most certainly not.
Well, wasn't this the guy who was in the Hitler Youth at one time?
Yes. Well, he was a God's Rottweiler,
right,
as he's been described.
I don't know as though the Hitler Youth and God's Rottweiler are necessarily two intertwined pieces
okay.
of information.
I just find it interesting.
You would have been in Hitler Youth, too, if you would have been 14 years old in Nazi Germany.
I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes. Well, anyways, John Paul II, he wanted to... He apologized for the Crusades, the Inquisition, anti-Semitism. Joseph Ratzinger, he doesn't feel the same way. He actually, he's bringing up the topic of the Crusades again. They're putting on... a conference at the Vatican this weekend with the, quote, noble aim of regaining the Holy Land for Christianity, or the topic of regaining, the noble aim of...
Wait, the Holy Land meaning the Middle East?
Yeah.
Well, Jerusalem
essentially.
Is Israel.
Right.
So...
Wait, they want to take it over? They want to go in there and
make it
Christian?
Okay. No, well, John Paul apologized for the Crusades and everything that happened
okay.
and all the atrocities, and the new Pope, Ratzinger, he doesn't feel the same way. He, as a matter of fact, feels that the people who died, the Crusaders, were martyrs who had, quote, sacrificed their lives for the faith.
Now, you're going to have to give me a little history lesson because, I'm sorry, they didn't teach me anything about the Crusades in government high school. So,
fair enough.
What exactly happened?
We sent armies over there on several occasions. I guess the rulers and the religious rulers of Europe sent
It was Urban II, I believe it was.
I guess you know better than I do.
Okay, fair enough.
So it was the Catholics that did this. Is that right?
Well,
all there was.
Okay.
There was the Catholics and the Muslims. And I believe it was the Muslims who had destroyed or desecrated the Holy Sepulchre.
Okay.
And, of course, the Catholics didn't like that very much.
So they sent in a bunch of guys to do what exactly?
Kill each other.
Knights to take over the Holy Land. They were going to march them across Europe and go in Turkey and then go take over Israel.
And so there was a lot of blood spilled over religion as a result.
Yes,
right.
Over the course of hundreds of years. There were,
I believe,
eight Crusades.
I don't know.
Headed by a number of different fellows, Richard the First being one.
Joan of Arc was one of these, was the children's crusade, isn't that so?
Yes.
Were there eight crusades because seven of the eight failed and they kept sending?
They all failed.
I think, eight out of eight failed.
But they did manage to hold, like, enclaves in there. You could go, they would have little islands out in the Mediterranean from whence they could launch more attacks.
Yes.
And,
the Muslims defended their holy land from the invading Catholics. Is
well,
that correct?
The Catholics felt that it was their holy land.
Right.
Muslims felt it was their holy land.
But the Muslims were defending, the Catholics were attacking? Is that how it works?
Essentially.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yes. And,
I know.
There you go, yeah. Well, there's this fellow, Professor Riley Smith. He said that the portrayal of what really happened in the Crusades by some contemporary historians is wildly inaccurate. Muslims were not in any way civilized. They were barbarians, of course. And
at the time, actually, around 1,000, Muslims were at the peak of their culture.
They were.
They've slid since then, but at the time, they were. One could debate the center of the world. That was where, culture, inventions, all those things were coming out of.
Right.
As a matter of fact, now, when you talk to Muslims about how great Muslim culture is, they'll usually refer back to, sometime between 1000 AD and 1200.
Yeah,
in reference to how great it was.
Yeah, how great it was back then.
They were quite a grand civilization back then. But, the Crusades...
That's my understanding, at least.
Crusades certainly put a dent in that. And, you see, this fella, Professor Riley Smith, he says that sometimes the Crusaders were undisciplined and capable of acts of great cruelty, but the same was true of Muslims and of troops in all ideological wars, which ideological wars have just got to be the most foolish things in the world.
Well, any old war is pretty bad, but I see where you're coming from.
Right, but to say my God is, he could beat up your God any day.
We're going
to
prove it.
Yeah, it's like the Buddhist monk riots a couple of years ago.
What?
You didn't hear about that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Buddhist monk riots.
Where were they rioting about?
Southeast Asia somewhere. And I don't even remember what they were rioting about, but Buddhist monks rioting.
You're not supposed to be violent if you're a monk, are you?
No, of course not.
I didn't think Buddhists were supposed to be violent, are they?
I thought they strained their milk so they took out microorganisms.
I don't know. People do all sorts of goofy things in the name of religion.
So essentially, let me see if I have this straight. Essentially, the old pope, the one that's dead now,
yes,
had come out and said, you know, we're sorry for this the crusade thing. It was really violent and we were really bad.
And the new pope is saying, no.
Psych.
Yeah, he's saying psych.
Yeah.
He said crusaders were noble, Muslims are heathens.
Wow.
And
that's going to make the Muslims kind of angry, isn't it? I mean,
I would imagine.
Now the Muslims, I mean, they were angry about a cartoon a few weeks ago, burning cars and setting things ablaze
for days and days in France.
And now you've got the Pope, the head of the Catholic Church, who's coming out and talking trash.
Not only about the Crusades, but this is regarding the Spanish Inquisition as well.
You know, if the current pope doesn't think the Crusades were such a bad idea, well, maybe he'd like to go ahead and have another one. How many Catholics do you think would sign up?
You would. I don't have any idea, but the man is very powerful. And yes, it sounds like we're heating up for a full-fledged World War III.
It does sound that way.
With, you know, Christian, quote-unquote Christians on one side and quote-unquote Muslims on the other.
Yeah, all those religious folk who don't mind killing someone else.
Well, at one point in the article, you sort of glossed over, there was some, I don't know if it's toward the beginning, you said they were going to get together for a conference about retaking the Holy Land.
No, not about retaking the Holy Land.
Oh.
No, it was
the attempted retaking of the Holy Land.
Yes.
It's
a conference that's going to be portraying the Crusades as wars fought by, noble martyrs just trying to take it away from the brownskins, or take it back from the brownskins.
So they're going to engage in a propaganda campaign, essentially.
Pretty much.
1-800-259-9231. Hey, speaking of Muslims, we've got a case of a man who was detained for 16 days based on absolutely nothing. We'll give you the details coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation. In the picture, the lady's proving that she listens to the show. You can see what we mean by going to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Coming up, a man was detained in shackles for 16 days straight. Why? Well, we'll explain it to you. That's all on the way. And more. Plus, let's go to the phones, because this is the show about your call. So let's talk first to Chris in Alaska. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris. What's on your mind?
You talk about Catholicism kind of made me call because you guys just had a really egregious error.
What's the egregious error?
Okay, was it Manwich who said, like, Joan of Arc led one of the Crusades?
Isn't that right?
No, he was off by 200 years.
What'd she do?
He was a French. He, sorry.
No, I'm
Joan
asking
her,
she.
Are you talking to the wrong person?
What? Joan of Arc was a woman?
Joan of Arc or John of Arc?
I don't know who Joan of Arc is.
I don't even think there is one. The only one I know is Joan of Arc.
Okay, so tell me who Joan of Arc is.
Okay, she was just a French citizen who saw visions, and so, I'm all over the place at the moment. Saw visions, and then she just went to, like, the leaders of France and had them get rid of the English, because the English were invading them at the time. And that was during the Hundred Years' War, I believe. So.
Okay.
That was around 1470s, and you guys were talking about stuff in, like, 1200. So.
Very interesting. Well, I do know that they managed to spread over a period of time. I'm Googling it. We'll see how it goes. Let's see, Joan of Arc, it says here the monarchy, she had to do with the termination of the Crusades, and I'll read through this on the...
Get the info. Yeah. All right, Chris, thanks for the call.
On the break, and
let
everyone know.
Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. All right, to Brett in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Brett.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Pretty well. What's on your mind?
I thought I'd bring you guys your attention. Michigan lately, how lifeless has been as far as the police. They've now set up around our e-ways. I just live just outside of Troy, about 20 miles out westward.
What's an e-way?
I-94 and basically I-275.
Okay. So
and,
what are they doing?
They set up. Specifically, they first started on I-275, and they have video cameras set up every quarter mile, all the way up until it dead ends at the next E-way. And it goes on for about at least 10 to 12 miles from 94.
And what are they doing with these cameras?
And they're all police surveillance cameras. And particularly each mile, the quarter mile for each, like, solar panels, these little, like, radio things on them, which, like, looks like they're censoring, like, how fast traffic is going. Then each mile, they have actual legitimate video cameras, like on a, like a turret that swivels around and can view traffic and things off and on the E-way.
Hmm.
And, of course, like, a recent, like, family member, friends of the family, basically, they said they know a police officer in Michigan, and he said, like, like, you know, certain particular weekends out of, like, the month, they actually, like, send tickets in the mail to people, which they catch on camera.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is only on the freeway?
So far on the freeway, and, like, I mean, it just seems like Michigan's turning into a police state, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to have to change the name of freeway? We're going to have to make it the Not-So Freeway from this point on?
Like the Nazi freeway, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Michigan's turning into a police state right before my very eyes. And,
That's very disturbing.
And
I suppose you could make the excuse that the cameras alongside the interstate would be for the purposes of detecting traffic problems, seeing emergencies, and that sort of thing. And in that case, I could see, you know, maybe that's not such a bad idea to know if there's a backup at a certain point and to know exactly which mile marker it's at. That could come in handy.
Just
the use of them for enforcement purposes, for income generating purposes, is what I have a problem with. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. All right, so we were talking about Muslims before, and, of course, as you know, if you've been paying attention at least, Muslims are kind of, well, under a bit of fire here in America. They are being paid attention to a little bit too closely. Our government doesn't tend to really like them too much, and they don't really have to do very much to get undue attention from our government. In this case, I want to share with you the story of a man named Lavani T. Kidd, Mr. Al Kidd. Before he converted to Islam, he was named as Lavani. Now he's Mr. Al Kidd. He spent 16 days in detention, this from the New York Times, in three states in 2003. Some of it shackled, hand and foot. That was followed by 14 months under court supervision. Mr. Al Kidd was not charged with a crime, and he was not called to testify, although a government affidavit said he had information crucial to the prosecution of another man. Mr. Al-Kidd said in a recent interview that his arrest and detention shattered his marriage and destroyed his career. Now he drives a cab in Las Vegas. He says, "I call it social assassination, really. It's just basically taken me out of a lot of opportunities and placed me into a small box. I'm not doing anything that my heart actually desires." Now, why was this man arrested and spending 16 days in detention? Why does he have 14 months under court supervision? Well, it's because of the federal material witness law. According to IO, error.us, it allows for the government to detain witnesses to a crime if it believes that the witnesses are a flight risk. But civil rights groups and people who've had their lives ruined by being locked up under material witness laws say the government is abusing the material witness laws to detain people it considers suspicious but doesn't have enough evidence to charge with a crime, like this guy. Mr. Al-Kidd, who apparently had attracted the government's attention after pursuing religious studies in Yemen, was interviewed repeatedly by the FBI in 2002. He never missed an appointment, his lawsuit says. Yet after a six-month lull and with no warning, he was arrested at Dulles International Airport on March 16, 2003, as he tried to board a flight to Saudi Arabia in order to pursue a doctorate in Islamic studies. So the FBI had already been on his case for pursuing religious studies. Apparently that's suggestive of a terrorist if you're pursuing religious studies in Yemen. And he went ahead and did what they wanted him to. He interviewed with them. Well, Magistrate Judge Mikkel Williams of the Federal District Court authorized the arrest based on an affidavit from a special agent of the FBI that said, "Mr. Kidd is scheduled to take a one-way first-class flight costing about $5,000. So, according to the government, when you take one-way flights, it doesn't matter if, by the way, you're going to Yemen or if you're going to New York City. When you take one-way flights, that automatically sets off flags. However,
which, of course, means that if terrorists, I would think that terrorists know that because, well, we do.
Right,
and
yeah. So in light of that, they would buy round-trip tickets.
Absolutely, and then just not pick them up.
Well, as a matter of fact, again, this is what the authorization of the arrest was based on, this claim from the FBI agent that he was taking a one-way first-class flight. Well, as it turns out, that entire claim was false. The ticket was actually for a round-trip. It was for coach, and it only cost $1,700. So the FBI agent lied to the judge. Well, you think the FBI agent's going to see any punishment for doing that? Absolutely not.
Probably not.
The judge authorized this guy to be picked up. He was then held for 16 days in detention. And there's a little more to this story. 800-259-9231. Maybe you'll be next. Because apparently you might be a witness to a crime. Or even if you're not a witness to a crime, all they have to do is claim that you are. And they can pick you up and put you in detention. More coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizeDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizeDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go and visit the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com because we've got over 90,000 posts there. We've got over 1,200 people interacting, various different things from fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find them all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So get interactive with the Free Talk Live listenership. They're all there. BBS, well, not all of them, but a good chunk of them are.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah, bbs.freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about a story from the New York Times about a man named Mr. Al-Kid. His first name was Lavani. I think he's changed it. He's converted to Islam. He was looking into doing religious studies over in Yemen, and apparently looking into doing religious studies in Yemen will get you the attention of the FBI. And they interviewed him several times, repeatedly, according to the article, in the year 2002. He never missed a single appointment for going to talk to the FBI.
I wouldn't either.
So obviously he was trying to be a stand-up dude. He was trying to, you know, make sure that he just got rid of these guys so he could go get on with his life. He attempted to board an airplane in 2003 to go across the seas to Saudi Arabia to pursue a doctorate in Islamic studies. At that point, he was arrested. The arrest was based on a claim by an FBI agent named Scott Mace, who said that this guy scheduled, Mr. Kidd is scheduled to take a one-way first-class flight costing about $5,000, when in fact, he was taking a round-trip flight in coach costing $1,700. According to Scott McKay, if I had submitted an affidavit under penalty of perjury that contained false information, this guy saying this, he represented Mr. Al-Kid, I would have been prosecuted. Because you can't bring something in front of a judge with a bunch of misinformation and lies in it if you're just at Joe Average. But apparently if you're an FBI agent, you get a pass. And it's enough evidence to arrest this guy, even though it wasn't true. So they took this guy in, they detained him for 16 days. Now he's being followed by 14 months of court supervision. By the way, when he was getting on the plane, he was going after his, he was pursuing Islamic studies. Well, this sort of threw that out of whack, didn't it?
Yeah.
He had a plan to go and study things and go to school.
I wonder if he paid for his classes already.
Yeah. By the way, let's see, Mr. Mace, his lawyer and the FBI officials referred questions to a Justice Department spokesman who declined to comment beyond referring a reporter to the court papers in the case. So the government doesn't want to talk about it. In those papers, the government said the false statements in the affidavit were immaterial. Either way, government lawyers wrote in a brief asking that Mr. Al-Kid's case be dismissed, there's no dispute that the plaintiff purchased an expensive airline ticket to a foreign country with which the United States did not have an extradition treaty. So, all those details don't matter. 5,000 round trip versus one way, none of that matters. The point is, he bought an expensive airline ticket, and that makes him a potential terrorist.
I've been to 13 countries, and I wonder if they all have extradition treaties with the United States. And if so, am I then a suspected terrorist?
Well, your last name's not Mr. Al-Kid.
Yeah, it's true.
Or, your last name is not Al-Kid.
No.
So here you are, yet another example of the government just going and doing whatever it wants to do. It's using the federal material witness law to take people into custody when, in fact, they claimed this guy had information crucial to a prosecution of another man. That wasn't true either. They were just holding him because they thought he was a terrorist. And now he drives a cab for a living because it's ruined his life.
You know, I'm just waiting for the day when Muhammad Ali is trying to go through airport security and the TSA looking at each other. You know, this guy, his name's Muhammad. He's shaking a lot. He looks really nervous about something. We got to take him in.
Does he have Parkinson's?
Yes, he does.
He's a mess.
Yeah, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the scary thing is this could happen to anybody. This guy was a stand-up dude. He's not a terrorist. He's not Jose Padilla. He didn't have any links to... I mean, Jose Padilla allegedly has links to terrorism. This guy didn't even have that. He just bought an expensive plane ticket.
Wanted to study the Islamic religion.
Right. 16 days. Held in detention. Mm-hmm. Shackled. Who can make an excuse for this? If you can, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231.
Islam isn't my favorite religion by any stretch, but I don't think I'd just lock somebody up for wanting to go study it.
Yeah. I don't think so either. Hey, Manwich, you got a correction, don't you?
I do. We had a caller who called in from Alaska. What was his name?
Chris.
Chris from Alaska said that Joan of Arc had nothing to do with the Children's Crusade. Chris is right. Apparently, somewhere in my mind, Joan of Arc and the Children's Crusade got collapsed because he's right. The time frames aren't even close. Joan of Arc fought the British and the Children's Crusade is... weird. Let me read this
What is the Children's Crusade? Is it one of the eight?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Let me read this little excerpt to you, and it's written in kind of a strange style, so you'll hear.
Okay.
In this year, that's 1212, occurred an outstanding thing, and one much to be marveled at, for it is unheard of throughout the ages. About the time of Easter and Pentecost, without having preached or called for it, and prompted by I know not what spirit, many thousands of boys, ranging in age from 6 years to full maturity, left the plows or carts which they were driving, the flocks which they were pasturing, anything else which they were doing. They did, despite the wishes of their parents, relatives, friends, who sought to make them draw back, suddenly, one after another, to take the cross. Thus, by groups of 20 or 50 or 100, they put up banners and began to journey to Jerusalem. They were asked by many people, on whose advice... Or at whose urging had they set up upon this path?
Mm-hmm.
They were asked, especially since only a few years ago, many kings, a great many dukes, and innumerable people in powerful companies had gone there and had returned with the business unfinished. The present groups, moreover, were still of tender years, and neither strong enough nor powerful enough to do anything. Everyone, therefore, counted them foolish and imprudent for doing this.
So, a bunch of kids went to Jerusalem to do what? We'll figure that out. Coming up, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sheryl Crow sings about them, and everybody makes them. But you don't need 20/20 hindsight to prevent them. When I come back, I'll go over a few of my favorite mistakes not to make at the car lot. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Like Cheryl said, mistakes can cost you. And here are a few to avoid when making your next car buying decision. 1. Car love is blind, so don't let it cloud your decision. If you're stuck on a particular model, you may not see alternatives that are better suited in the long term. Instead, use 20/20 foresight by doing upfront research, like reviews and ratings. 2. Keep those bifocals on as you closely look at the price. Consider negotiating up from the dealer cost, not down from the sticker price. And 3, no speed dating. Rather, devote enough time for a thorough walk around and test drive. Finding your perfect match is really something to crow about. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes if you take control of the phones, take control of the airwaves. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of neat stuff on our site. In fact, we like to sell off our banners. We like to auction them to you just to find out what they're worth. And right now we're auctioning off the third banner on the website. You get it for an entire month. You can promote your product, service, your favorite band, whatever you want to promote. If you win, of course, you have to bid first by going to auction.freetalklive.com. That's auction.freetalklive.com. I think there's only maybe another day or so left. Man, which we're talking about what the Children's Crusade.
Right.
And this is news to me. I'd never even heard of it before. It's, as I understand it, you're reading something. Was what you're reading written in 1212?
I couldn't tell you. Apparently, it's adapted. I think it was.
Okay. The claim here
is it's a history that was written some time ago.
The claim here so far is that
English was different in even with the King James version of the Bible.
Right. If this truly was written in 1212, there is no way we would be able to understand
right.
it. The Middle English is tough enough. Old English is.
I see.
You just can't.
If you
there's
see
no
the
way.
Original printing of the King James version of the Bible. It's It's difficult to understand. F's or S's. And,
I have a tough time with Shakespeare. So,
right. And that's Middle English.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let me recap this as I understand it. A bunch of kids, thousands of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of males, 1,000 young males, just decided to put down all of their farming equipment one day and walk to Jerusalem.
Yeah. They're going to go retake the Holy Land for Europe, I guess.
And this is after the other crusades that happened.
Had failed. Right. At least... I think that it was after all of them, if I remember correctly.
You were saying that people were asking them why they were doing that.
Right.
That's where we left off.
People were asking them why, and they would briefly reply that they were equal to the divine will in this matter, and that whatever God might wish them to do, they would accept it willingly with humble spirit.
So their claim is that God told them to go.
Of course he did.
Okay.
He's always telling people to do something. they thus made some little progress in their journey. Some were turned back at Mentz, some at Piacenza.
Okay.
Others, even at Rome. Now, if they were coming from Europe, how did they get to Rome? Rome is halfway down Italy.
Yeah, where are they coming from?
Well, maybe some of them came from Italy and they got turned back at Rome.
Yeah, maybe it was like, you know, this would be the places, the major cities they got turned back. And some others at Marseilles. But whether they crossed to the Holy Land or what their end was is uncertain. One thing is sure, that many of the thousands who rose up, only very few returned.
Of course. That could be said of any crusade.
Captured and sold into slavery.
Yeah. Wow.
Strange.
So much for your righteousness, you little jerks.
Yep. Now, if they had Joan of Arc with them, they'd have won.
What a waste, though. I mean, these kids were helping out on their family's farms. They were doing things that were productive. And it's just yet another example of how wasteful and sad war is. They got somebody told them to go, if this is even true, and it's... I mean, is there actually evidence for this? Or is it just
certainly
a fable?
It's as true as the story of Moses leading the Jews out of Egypt.
Well, Moses is much longer ago. I mean,
and there's no corroborating historical evidence besides the Bible.
I wonder how much...
I learned this in history class.
You learned about this?
Yeah, sure. That doesn't make it so.
Yeah, I just wonder how much corroborating evidence there is here, because this story just sounds fantastic. I mean... Just a bunch of kids from all over the place just deciding to go somewhere one day? Crusades was a fable.
Crusades were big then. Perhaps some preacher, traveling monk who did preaching, got it into a couple of kids' heads that this would be a good idea. And then as they came along, I don't know.
We've got on our side. Stay home. Play video games. All right, 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. Sex and teens and Deborah LaFave. It's all on the way.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...